stop apologizing to the fake news and the radical left maniacs and lunatics. How many ways can you say you're sorry? Joe, just go about what you do so well and don't let them make you look weak and frightened. That's not you. It never will be. Joe Rogan, of course, hosts the podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, and he apologized on Saturday. And simply put, you've had a chance to hear the comments. He maintains the clips were, quote, taken out of context. He says, I never used it to be racist because I'm not a racist. How many times do you have to say that? I'm not a racist. I mean, that's what's so sad about all of this. But I'm glad that the former president came out. And maybe he'll mention it in his visit with Wayne Allen Root, which, by the way, is coming up just a little more than an hour from right now. So if you want to make appointment listening, stay with us here on AM 670 KMZQ because, Wayne Allen Root. Yeah, his guest list today, pretty damn good. Donald J. Trump? I just love it. I'm going to be joined by Victoria Seaman coming up at 2:05. Las Vegas City Councilwoman running for re-election, and there's a lot going on. She's got a newly passed bill to increase animal ownership, which I think is really good. I think she is a true workhorse. She loves this job. We've talked a number of times about it. Hey, you want to move on? You want to run for mayor eventually? Well, she loves this job. She likes the idea of helping people. And whenever I see her out, we're always talking about some project she's spearheading. We'll get a chance to visit with her. Also, the fact that cop shops are endorsing Victoria Seaman. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
From Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron is pushing for a de-escalation of tensions over Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a news conference with Ukraine's president, France's Emmanuel Macron says the Russian President Vladimir Putin had told him in their marathon talks in the Kremlin on Monday that he would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron adds he thinks that's important and that he'd noted these commitments had been confirmed this morning in a Russian written statement, since the second important element, he says, is that there won't be a permanent military base and no deployment of sensitive equipment in Belarus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Senator Joe Manchin is refusing to throw his support behind a proposal to unionize congressional staff workers. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Manchin says although he's always been a supporter of the right to unionize, quote, my greatest thing is to have the best staff I possibly can to serve the people of West Virginia. In a statement, the Congressional Workers Union wrote, we are proud to publicly announce our efforts to unionize the personal offices and committees of Congress. Broadly speaking, the move is supported by Democrats. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy speaks for many Republicans when he says, no, I don't think it would be productive for the government. Bob Agnew reporting.
Canadian lawmakers are expressing increasing worry about the economic effects of disruptive COVID-19 demonstrations. They spoke Tuesday after the busiest border crossing between the U.S. and Canada became partly blocked by truckers protesting vaccine mandates and other coronavirus restrictions. The Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, carries 25% of trade between the two countries. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 371 points, the Nasdaq rose 178, the S&P 500 up by 37. More at townhall.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The first of hundreds of thousands of free COVID-19 rapid tests ordered by the state of Nevada are available at several Las Vegas sites now. State officials say the rapid antigen tests are now available in Clark County at the offices of Aid for AIDS Nevada, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, and the State Division of Welfare and Supportive Services. The Nevada Health Response website, nvhealthresponse.nv.gov, will list more sites as they become available. It's said money can't buy you love, but it can buy you the Love Ranch. The Pahrump brothel, formerly owned by Dennis Hoff, who died in October of 2018, the list price for the 10,500-square-foot property includes 15 master suites, $1.2 million cash. Well, speaking of cash, Cash Carlin has taken the Boy Scout motto to a whole new level. The 17-year-old, he's a Palo Verde High School senior, earned his 138th Boy Scout merit badge. That's the most which can be earned. And it's only been done less than 600 times out of more than 2.5 million scouts.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Remember that overnight road work begins at 6 p.m. there on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Tropical Parkway. The ramp will be closed there. Those improvements will continue until February 18th, and lane restrictions slowing things down on the 515 both directions between Maine and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Just an hour from now, the former president, Donald J. Trump, will sit down with our own Wayne Allen Root, and I can't wait to hear that. But my understanding is the interview goes like a half hour or something. It's just unbelievable, which is really cool. Really, really neat to get the president, former president of the United States, for that long. But that'll be happening coming up after 3 o'clock. So be listening, Wayne Allen Root, right here. Somebody that I always enjoy talking to, because no matter what's going on around us, she always has a very upbeat attitude. She is a friend. She is also a Las Vegas City Councilwoman. Victoria Seaman joins us. Victoria, how you been?
Good. How are you, Kevin?
I am just fine. You are always so positive. So I just love that. I want to talk about that bill that you just passed that increases animal ownership. You have been a champion for pets and animals for a long, long time, and now you're putting that practice into reality. Tell me about the bill.
Well, absolutely. I am a voice not only for my constituents, but for those who don't have a voice, which is all our little furry friends and animals and critters that we have. And I believe that we need to get some of these dogs adopted out of the Animal Foundation and all the different organizations, nonprofits that are taking care of all these animals. And if you have a home and you can take care of three animals, I'm sure you can fit one more loving animal into that home. So that was the start, was to bring forth an ordinance of why is there a limit on three dogs in the city of Las Vegas? So now you can have as many as four. That's the ordinance that just passed unanimously, and I'm very excited about that. I didn't realize how much some people even wrote me and said, I didn't know we couldn't have four. I have four. Now I'm legal.
So, oh my God.
I'm really happy about that bill. And we have more to come. We are bringing forth more ordinances to keep our animals safe.
Can I ask you, because we always hear about in Congress how it's divisive and, there's really rancor. It's almost as if the people, that serve, the 535 members of Congress that serve, end up hating each other. Yet you folks, a unanimous vote on something like this. Are most of the bills that pass, do they pass unanimously?
Most of them do. And I have to say, when you get rid of caucuses and you put party politics aside and really work for the constituents, and that's always been my goal, even when I was in legislature, then you get things done. And that's why I love local government so much. I am able to really listen to the constituents and get things done. And, I'll go talk to any of my colleagues, about the issues or a bill that I have, just so they're, they can hear why I'm doing it. And I think that communication is key to building better communities.
Again, Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman joining us. I want to ask you something a little off the grid, and it's not necessarily something that you'll be voting on anytime soon, but this new PAC looking to bring back voucher-style education programs through ballot initiatives, gaining 140,000 signatures and putting something on the ballot as early as November. This is Aaron Phillips and Power to Parents and that whole group. What do you make of this? And I mean, I've been saying for years now that if we can't get the legislature to do something, then maybe we just need to go to the people and let them do it.
Well, you know, and I think that Power to Parent and Aaron are doing a fantastic job. They care about education. They are a voice for children. And I got to tell you, we tried to pass school choice opportunity scholarships back in 2015. Actually, we did, and there was a missing funding mechanism that took a while to get. But you know what? They care about children, and that's what's important. I think it's great what they're doing, and I think that sometimes you do have to bypass the legislature in order to get things done. So good for them. They're out fighting for voices that can't fight for themselves.
Do we make it too difficult? I know one of the things that Governor Sisolak did as soon as he got into office, they made it more difficult to do things like this, gathering signatures and the like. In this particular case, they need to get 140,000 signatures from the four congressional districts. Do they make it too difficult for the people to speak?
It shouldn't be that difficult to have the people's voice. I mean, right there, you know, this is, if they can get, if the majority of the people are concerned about their children and they're voicing it, the legislature needs to start listening to them. It's unfortunate that we see a lot of party politics and, you know, a legislator's one-side agenda instead of listening to what's important for our children. So I'm glad they're doing it. You know, I support them 100%.
I want to ask you about your campaign. You announced just a few weeks ago that you are running for re-election. What are the issues going to be in your district? And as you are challenged, I'm sure, by others, what will the issues that resonate with your voters be?
Well, I already know what they are. It's public safety. Public safety is number one. Not only has the city pulled that, but absolutely, I'm out there talking to constituents every day. We have our Ward 2 Breakfast Buzz, Ward 2 Biz. We are in constant contact with constituents. I don't think I could be any closer to the people than I am. And public safety is absolutely number one. It's number one to me. I'm the only council person or candidate so far that has gotten the endorsement of all law enforcement agencies across the state for city council. And I'm very proud of that. I come from a family of law enforcement, my husband, my father, and I completely support law enforcement. People need to realize that it is these local governments that can defund the police. Not on my watch. This will never happen. I have the backs of our metro. And I can tell you, our metro does an amazing job of community outreach. I do a lot of events with them. They come to my events. I haven't seen an agency across the country that does as much as our metro. I am so proud of them.
I want to ask you, because I hear all the time the scuttlebutt. You know, what's Victoria Seaman going to do? Is she going to run for this office or that office or Secretary of State or go back to the Assembly or maybe the State Senate? Why do you do the job you do, and why do you want to return to it?
Well, first of all, because I really love what I do. I love being able to make a difference in the community, and I'm not talking, you know, a bill that has to go through 63 legislators. Immediate differences in people's lives, in animals' lives. And I believe the only way that you can do that is in local government. And I love it. I love what I do. For now, I love what I do. I will have served by the end of this term 3.5 years. I was supposed to serve two when I took over the seat, but due to AB 50, I got an extra year and a half, and I'm so grateful. And as I tell people, I love my job because you see immediate difference and results in people's lives every day, not just me, my staff. So I love what I do, and I'm running for re-election, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else at this moment.
What is it your campaign needs? I know that you're out every night doing something in the district and talking to people, but what is it that your campaign needs right now? Is it money? Is it yard signs? What?
Yeah, it's all of the above. You know, we are now delivering yard signs. People have written to me, and they'd like yard signs. We always need money. But more importantly, I need constituents to get in touch with me, tell me what the needs are in the community. That's what I need, because I can't fix problems unless they reach out to me. And thank God, you know, we have had so much of the community that feels so welcome to come to our office or come to my events, like my Breakfast Buzz and War Tube is, that they tell, and they are not afraid to tell me what the issues are. And no issue, Kevin, is too small, you know, or it's, you know, people go, well, you know, I have a question, but I think it might be dumb. No question is dumb. If we know what the issues are and if we can fix them, that's what we'll do.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about something that's in the news, it seems like every day, and that is the pandemic, and that is COVID-19, and that is the mask mandate and the vaccine mandate. We've been seeing on cable news over the last couple of days, a number of states, a number of communities are ready to unmask America, as I like to say. And I guess, is it time to unmask Southern Nevada and the entire state? Should we put pressure on the governor to get this done?
Absolutely. I mean, if I had the authority, we'd be unmasked. Listen, I know people have health issues, and if they want to wear a mask, I'm fine with it. But we shouldn't have to wear the mask anymore. You go to these large events, and they walk in with a mask, and then it's off. So it's time to unmask and let everybody feel free. If they want to wear it, go ahead. If they don't, let's get rid of it.
Are you satisfied that the governor won't make us the final state in the union? There's only 9 states right now that still have the mask mandate, and that's why when we say, well, other states are looking to unmask America, I don't ever hear anything from Governor Sisolak. What do you hear from the governor, and do you think it's going to happen anytime soon?
I'm not hearing anything from the governor, but I think that it's time, and if he's hearing me, to unmask this state. We are only 9 states that still have this mandate, and I think it's time for everybody to get back to normal. You know, COVID is going to be with us. It's with us. It's going to be with us. And again, I think that those people that want to wear a mask, feel free, but let's get rid of the mask mandate by now.
I'm with you. How can people reach out to you in Ward 2?
Well, they can either call my office, email my office, ward2@lasvegasnevada.gov, or they're welcome to go to my website, get on my email list, and email me at victoria@victoriaseeman.com. But calling my office, if you have an issue, we'll get on it right away. 702-229-2420.
And did you say you had an event this weekend?
No, we just had our Breakfast Buzz War Tube Biz, but if people get on our email list by either calling my office or, you know, going on my website, victoriaseeman.com, you will get notified. Also on my social media, you get notifications of all our events. We have a Breakfast Buzz War Tube Biz every single month. So we love breaking bread with people. We get new people every month. We get our regulars every month, and we have a lot of fun. And usually Metro and the Marshals are there to answer public safety questions. So it's really a lot of fun, and we invite everybody. And breakfast is on us.
Oh, I just love that. That has the ring of, oh, that sounds great. Victoria, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Good luck as you continue, and safe travels across Ward 2. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
There you go. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2, running for re-election. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County Movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using a gun. I'm Fred Simon, a true Second Amendment supporter and a genuine conservative, and I am serious about fixing Nevada's problems. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Meet Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a professional BMX rider and rides his bike daily. He's also a peer support specialist and a proud uncle. And he's been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 3 years.
I sustained an injury while riding my bike and became addicted to pain pills, and it even led to an overdose, but now I'm in recovery and helping others who are struggling with opioid addiction.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By By the way, Mitch McConnell says the RNC should not be singling out members of our party. That means Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. But it's happening. And I gotta be honest with you. I'm not really torqued about that. That's fine. One thing that I really like, and this is something that is not yet law, but I hope it becomes law, and that's Chip Roy, a congressman from